जय माँ। सो क्वेश्चंस काम वैसे रखेंगे कि यहाँ पे एक पेपर रख देंगे, अगर कोई क्वेश्चन है उसमें कि नहीं है, तो फिर वील कंटिन्यू विद आवर जर्नी, जर्नी विद श्योरबिंदो, जर्नी टू द लाइफ डिवाइन। श्योरबिंदो होल्डिंग आवर हैंड एंड मदर कैरिंग अस इन अ लैप। सो टिल दिस मॉर्निंग we basically covered Shobindo's life till the transition from after his two major experiences, the Nirvana and Vasudevam Sarvamiti, his transition to Pondicherry. And why did he go to Pondicherry? He reached there on 4th April 1910. So what was missing? Actually, if you really see, he has achieved, realized all that has been realized so far traditionally, the highest realizations of yoga. So what is really missing? What is needed? What is the sadhana that he wants to do and for whom? So that is where we see that the journey takes the road to the supermind. So it is true that the soul of man has up till now realized its unity with the divine in different ways, even a reflected state of oneness in the mind as the relation between the divine and the human self. But these realizations, the fact remains, has not changed the conditions of earthly life much, except for the individual and a few persons around, a guru or a master, few disciples. For the rest, over a period of time, changes into a religious movement, and religious movement changes into a social get-together, a social gathering. But life remains as it is. So this is Shobindo's quest, that is there a possibility that this life here can be changed into a divine existence? And we have many questions which are related to that. For example, we all say that, well, divine is the sole reality. But the fact is that when we look at this world, yes, we don't have the eyes, so we may say that we don't see the divine reality, we see its very opposite. So the question arises, but why? Is it possible that right from birth we are conscious of the divine? Then when we look at life as it is, in all our dealings with life, in all our expressions in life, everything is so imperfect. Ye जानने के लिए कभी कभी पूरी जिंदगी निकल जाती है कि हम आधे अधूरे हैं। वी थिंक दैट वी आर समवन और समथिंग, एंड इट टेक्स अ होल लाइफ टाइम टू जस्ट डिस्कवर दैट वी आर अपूर्ण, इम्परफेक्ट, एंड येट वी ऑल कैरी द थर्स्ट फॉर परफेक्शन इन अस। एंड एक्चुअली दिस एस्केप फ्रॉम लाइफ स्टेम्स फ्रॉम पैराडॉक्सिकली दिस नीड फॉर परफेक्शन एंड the frontal appearance of life, which is so imperfect. So it's like we want perfection, but we don't find perfection here. And so we want to escape in some lok, in some dissolution. The world has its share of suffering, misery, evil. And man carries in himself the thirst for something beautiful and divine, which he doesn't find here. And so he wants to go to some Vaikuntha lok or Kailash Lok or Brahma Lok or, you know, Gokul, Govinda Dham, whatever we call it, and we want to escape. This is has been the story so far. This is where Sri Aurobindo says, but why? If the world is a creation of the divine, then it must be created as the divine would want it to be. It must become divine. And that's where his discoveries, which he shares with us, one of them is that man is a transitional being. So he discovers that evolution of man is still incomplete. You see, Vedanta speaks about evolution of the soul, but it is still incomplete and a work is going on. We are all work in progress, and we should always carry this label. When people expect that you should be perfect, people expect always the other person to be perfect. then we all should say we are work in progress. अभी काम खत्म नहीं हुआ है, पिक्चर बाकी है. उम्मीद से ज्यादा उम्मीद मत रखो, ज्यादा अपेक्षा मत रखो, दुखी होगे क्योंकि वी आर ऑल वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस. द सेकेंड थिंग ही सेज, बट दिस वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस विल बी रीचिंग टुवर्ड्स ए ग्रैंड कल्मिनेशन टुवर्ड्स विच होल क्रिएशन इज गोइंग थ्रू. वॉट इज हैपनिंग इन क्रिएशन इज एन इवोल्यूशन ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. And through this evolution of consciousness, the appearance of new possibilities, new capacities, new faculties by a progressive modification of matter. This is what is happening. New consciousness changes, then there is the pressure of the new consciousness tries to bring in new capacities, faculties, possibilities automatically. It is there in everyday life also, that once we grow inside, progress in some way, then we want to do something which is consistent with the development that has taken place. This is a normal process in life, but evolution is a mega process. The same thing is happening, and it's happening for time immemorial. With slow steps, there is a whole evolution of consciousness. So when will this evolution ultimately, where will it go? It will go with the coming of that perfection which we deep inside carry, which we call God, divine, whatever we may say. If that can be expressed in man's thought, speech, feeling, action, will, everything, and collective life. So this is the perfection towards which humanity is going. So all this vision, Sri Aurobindo has embodied in Savitri. So between 1910 to 1920, we see that Sri Aurobindo, several projects get initiated. The first 3 or 4 years, Sri Aurobindo has his third major experience, and the third major experience is of Parabrahman. Now, there is nothing beyond that to experience. Parabrahman is 1912 or 13 or around that time. So, he waits that now he wants to manifest this perfection here. How to do it? Now, with Sri Aurobindo, there is a extraordinary grace and there is tapasya both. But can human beings undertake this journey? He is beginning to discover this perfection, expressing in him. But can it be possible for others to embody it? And these things we see in Sri Aurobindo's record of yoga. From 1909 onwards, he starts writing a record meticulously about all his inner experiences and realizations. But will humanity grow in that image? That's where the question arises. That is man capable of, by some effort, hastening this process? Eventually this is going to be maybe million years, billion years, maybe several pralayas, maybe a long passage of suffering, maybe on Mars, not on Earth. All these are possibilities, or Venus. But he wants it here and now, because the more number of years we go through this transitional phase, the more suffering it is going to bring. It is a sign of an evolved humanity that he experiences not only the bliss of God, but he also experiences the suffering of earth very acutely. You see, because he becomes sensitive to all the imperfections around, what Buddha would have felt. Sometimes one wonders why Buddha said that, you know, this world is suffering. After all, bahut khushi hai ji. But look at it from Buddha's perspective. Disease, death, ignorance, desires, even the so-called happiness, pleasure, how brief it is, how transient it is. So Buddha goes through that phase. So all of us who develop inwardly, we begin to experience world, even little development. When we are very crude, then the crude ways of human life are okay. But as we become developed, we experience even things which are okay and cool are no more that cool as we grow. That's a known thing, isn't it? So Sri Aurobindo, just imagine with all these experiences when he sees life. So he wants some way that humanity should share this perfection. But he is at loss. I wouldn't say he does not know how to manifest it. Can human beings do it? Can they take up this kind of tapasya? And then we see The most important event, if I would say, in Sri Aurobindo's life is the coming of the mother. 29th March 1914, that's the time a new possibility opens. So who is the mother? If you just take a look back, outwardly, French woman, because she was born in France, because parents had migrated to France 1 year before her birth. But otherwise, they were from Egyptian Turkish descent. The father was a Turkish, of Turkish origin, and mother was from the Egyptian Pharaoh line, Jewish, if you want to call it by religion, Jews, and non-believers otherwise in God. Total atheists. Positivists, that's how they used to say, that only what you can touch, sense, feel, you can touch and sense and see and hear, that is real, all else is unreal. So there is a difference between positivists and atheists. So they were positivists. So obviously they didn't believe in all these experiences. And in their house, just like in the house of Hiranyakashipu, they are not that bad people, is born Prahlad. Mother is born and strangely named as Meera. Though M-I-R-R-A, but mother herself has written at one place M-I-R-A. Is there in Collected Works of the Mother, volume 13, you'll see. And Sri Aurobindo is also. So this Meera Alfasa, M-A, Ma. So that's how she is born. And as she grows up, because she has been brought up by this kind of parentage, she takes it that only what I see, what I hear, what I can touch, what I can taste, what I can smell is true. Consistent with our times. That all the rest is hairy-fairy. Now you see how it helps her. That she would take it, that divine experience will be real only if I can see. Only if I can hear. I should be able to taste, smell, touch the divine. This is, and ultimately, if the divine consciousness cannot express in the body, then it's okay, it's very nice in meditation and trance you experience, but it will not have an implication for me. See, this is as if prepared for this work. She grows up like that. And when we look at her experiences right from early age, she actually would experience it like that. Then when she is just 2 years old, she would start experiencing a light descending into her. She would see the light descending into her. And as a five-year-old, she is sitting in a chair and her mother suddenly tells her, "What is it? You are sitting as if you are carrying the burden of the whole world on your head?" And all that she says is, "Yes, I am carrying the burden of the whole world on my head." She doesn't use the second part of the sentence, but yes. And as she grows up, she is so imbued with the spirit of truth. The mother says, and she would recommend everybody, that you want to know what is truth, don't play with the mind. Mind will deceive. Mind will give justifications. Mind will give explanations. And she says that truth is here in the heart. This is a place of dharma. In the depths of the heart. So when you do anything, see whether you feel easy or uneasy here. She would tell this to children. How do you feel here? And if children said that they were uneasy, she said, then you should not do it, because here is the seat of truth. That's how she would say. So she describes one experience, what falsehood is, how she came in contact, aware of what falsehood is. So once the parents have gone out, and she and her brother, so the brother said, there is something which I want to get from the cupboard, so you have to help me. You climb over me, take it, and give it to me. So she says, okay, brother is asking her. She got it and gave it to him. Some play or game or something which was not meant for him at that point of time. Then he tells, see, don't tell parents when they come. And she's not asked to tell a lie. She says, don't tell the parents when they come. And the mother says, I felt so uneasy in my heart that very time, and she is a 7-year-old or something, I knew that this is falsehood. I am trying to hide something, cover something. So that is the mother. And as she grows, right from childhood, with Sri Aurobindo's life, we see later, indirectly, he enters into, as he himself said, mother entered the supermind through the front door. I entered through the side door, because he was seeking power for India's freedom. But with the mother, it's as if she is taking the straight road to discover the divine. And for that, she had none of these conceptions, because she wants to see, she wants to touch. So she is not the one who goes by conceptions. That's why we will see in the mother's writings also. She is telling what she has experienced. And if she doesn't experience, it doesn't exist for her. And she must experience it right with the very body. This is how the mother's yoga proceeds. And what all she does before coming to Sri Aurobindo in 1914 is itself phenomenal. She is an adept in Buddhist yoga. The mother describes some of her experiences, and she had learned a close contact with Buddha she had, which comes much later in one of her prayers, contact with Buddha, Shakyamuni. So he has come to her earlier also, and she practices this Buddhist yoga, conquest of desire, fearlessness, mastery over ego, all these things she has practiced. Then one of the persons hands her over a book of the Gita, a poor translation of the Bhagavad Gita in French. She is around 18, 19, and she reads it, and she understands that the Gita is about Krishna, the immanent divine. See, this key, if we pick up, we will see very interesting. The whole Bhagavad, the key is Krishna, the immanent divine, divine in man. And she says that within 1 month, she realized the truth of the Gita. Now, we read the Gita, we try to practice one sutra. She realized the truth of the Gita. And Sri Aurobindo has confirmed this, that before coming to Sri Aurobindo, the mother was already an adept in the Buddhist yoga, and she had realized the yoga of the Gita. She also later on mentions that she had the whole Kundalini experience, the awakening, and most importantly, when she goes and learns occultism, proper methodical study of occultism in Algeria from a Polish Jew guru, she experienced death and getting back to life after dying. And that death is not death in the sense that in deep sleep something, the cord of life was cut and it is rejoined, she comes back. So plenty of her experiences which will form, it's like almost like a fairy book. Very few people, I don't know, maybe here people must have read, but very few people have read the mother's life and what it was. Mother herself discouraged, that's why. So she said, let them worship thee to their heart's content, but I am content to just do the work. But when we read her life, it is so fascinating. But side by side, we see also the development of faculties. Painting, art, music, even philosophy. She has written, there used to be a journal called La Cosmic in French. And she has written articles in that which are deeply philosophical. Also her experiences. So philosophy, art, music, painting. And then of course, along with that, her occult and spiritual experiences. Realization of the inner divine, of the cosmic divine. All these experiences she would document in her now what is known as prayers and meditations. That's the mother's biography, autobiography. And she was not keen to reveal this to anyone. But Sri Aurobindo asked her that, you know, you should publish it. You should share it. So only 1/5 of those experiences are available today as prayers and meditations. 4/5 she removed, burned them away. Either they were too personal, too profound, too deep. But even what is available when we read, even In 1912, she is saying, I knew when that Englishman asked me, have you realized the divine? She says, yes, definitively I have realized the divine. So 1912 is 78, she is born 88, 98. At 34, she was already a full-blown yogini who had covered all this distance. And if you read her talks in Words of Long Ago in Japan, in France, she had formed a little circle. So she already has plans of what this world should be, what individual realization should be, what collective realization should be, and what is, it's like an agenda that she has for earth and man. And then she comes to meet Sri Aurobindo. So that's the background from which she comes. And it ushers a new age in many ways. People often say the meeting of Mother and Sri Aurobindo is the meeting of East and West. Not exactly. I mean, the mother herself said, I'm a French by birth and early education, but I'm an Indian by her own temperament. She is an Indian. She has declared herself. She had all the experiences of the Indian yoga. All that, you know, we claim to be yoga in the East. But yes, at one level, it is also the meeting of the two sides of the globe. The best in the Western world was embodied that time by France. Culture, if you really look at France, it was the place where Renaissance had taken place. So French Renaissance, that's how it is known. Age of Enlightenment was worked out in France. And all this she had within when she comes to meet Sri Aurobindo. And what does she do? That's where we had stopped in the previous session. She just offers all this to Sri Aurobindo. She recognizes in him. Whom does she recognize? The master who has been leading her from childhood. One of her prayers documents this, that at the age of 9, she would often experience that she would come out of the body and her consciousness will spread out like a rope and people from all over would want to touch it, to feel it, and they would go back helped, healed. And she said, this was the most interesting activity for me. At the same time, different masters would come to her and guide her in the body sleep. And there was one with whom she had formed a consistent relationship. And she, without knowing anything about Indian culture, would call him Krishna. So this is how for many years this continued. Till in 1914 she comes. There is a set of circumstances which is not really important. Outer circumstances. She came along with her husband. And when she saw Sri Aurobindo, she met Sri Aurobindo alone. Her husband met Sri Aurobindo in the morning. The mother met him in the evening, 3:30. On 29th March, she lands up and she meets Sri Aurobindo. And instantly she recognizes in him the Krishna whom she would see. So you see, Krishna is there in both their lives. After all, Krishna will be with Radha. And then the moment she sees Sri Aurobindo, she gives everything, complete surrender. And she writes in her diary, this prayers and meditation, he whom we saw yesterday is here upon earth. And she says the presence of Sri Aurobindo, or his presence is enough, a promise that one day this earth will change despite all the ignorance, all the darkness, all this she sees, and this is what she writes. When Sri Aurobindo was asked, what did you see in the mother? Because he didn't write anything. But his brother Barin asked him, what did you see in the mother? He says two things. One is, Mira is born free. And the mother has written this, that I belong to no nation, no civilization, no country. Nothing can really. I speak only in the name of the Lord and do his bidding. That's it. So she had met a number of these spiritual movement leaders, Abdul Baha. She had met Tagore also in Japan. That's a little later. So Sri Aurobindo said, Mira is born free. And the second thing, first time I saw this complete surrender from the highest heights to the smallest cells of the body manifested. And then I knew that the time has come for the divine life. See, this is the key of this yoga, surrender. So this is how the two together begin a greater age. Mother returns back after some 11 months, she has to return back because of the First World War. And during this First World War, whole civilization is as if plunged in darkness. And in that moment of darkness, but before going, she starts something, Project Arya. At her suggestion, Sri Aurobindo starts writing pages after pages, this monthly magazine called Arya, 64 pages a month. And Sri Aurobindo would write directly on the typewriter he is writing, all these volumes that we don't read, were his gifts, just like that. And the mother had initially taken charge of the Arya, but she had to go back. So everything Sri Aurobindo had to take up single-handedly. So Arya continued till the mother's final return in 1920. And during that period, while the world was being pushed towards darkness, we see Sri Aurobindo starts Savitri. So though he started in Baroda as early as 1893, Earth and the Beyond, but Savitri officially begins in 1916. We don't know at what date, probably that the archives people may know. So on that day he starts writing Savitri, and it was thick of darkness, and Savitri begins with that. It describes that dense darkness which accompanies or which overpowers Earth when a whole civilization is plunged into pralaya. It is also the darkness which is the dark beginning of all things, beginning of creation. And the darkness which follows the dissolution. So this is the darkness which is before the beginning of creation, the darkness that follows the dissolution. And we can well say he was describing the darkness that was all around. If we look at 1916, the world, probably hope was a big word. And in this darkness, he sees hope. He sees it as the beginning of a greater dawn. When everybody is seeing night, Sri Aurobindo is seeing a new beginning. And that is what we see he embodies in Savitri. The very beginning of Savitri is the symbol dawn. See, it itself is so beautiful. Some see the night. Some see the coming dawn. It all depends on how we see it. Dawn is not visible yet, not tangible. Night is very much palpable, real. And yet the truth is that night is not our beginning nor our end. We came to her from a supernal light to hide from too swift an awakening to world pain. We come from light, by light we live, and to the light we go. These are his words. Everywhere where there is darkness, Sri Aurobindo brings hope. We'll read some of those lines. So, the symbol dawn, the very first few lines of Savitri. It was the hour before the gods awake. This Rig Veda, 10th mandal, those who have read it would be familiar. Kya tha na sadhya sutra? कुछ भी नहीं था, देवता भी नहीं थे, ये सब आता है. ना दिन था ना रात था, रात थी. बिकॉज यू कैन डिफाइन, देर इज नो पार्टिंग. सो दिस डार्कनेस इज अ डार्कनेस वेयर देर इज एवरीथिंग इज पॉसिबल एंड नथिंग इज गेट देयर. सो अक्रॉस द पाथ ऑफ द डिवाइन इवेंट. नाउ यू सी जस्ट पासिंगली डिवाइन इवेंट. क्रिएशन इज अ डिवाइन इवेंट, नॉट एन एक्सीडेंट इन टाइम. It's not some Satan or devil who has made creation. Creation is a divine event. We can also say that the divine event which is going to take place, Savitri is prophetic. But what is sitting on the way? The night. Long night. 1916 years started. 50 complete Savitri. 56 the supramental descent manifestation takes place. So you see. The huge foreboding mind of night alone in her unlit temple of eternity lay stressed immobile upon silence march. Almost one felt opaque, impenetrable. So this is the state he describes very much one could say the state of the world. If you really, people are talking about Pralay Kab Aayegi, go back to 1910 to 1950. One would, if you just read what happened during that time, the worst war that humanity has ever experienced, before which Mahabharata war looks so nice, decent people, sham ko nahi ladenge. 18 din mein khatam ho gaya. Bharat Varsh ke sare raja aaye the. Hai na? And look at the Second World War. Whole world was caught in the furnace of hell. Before Hitler, Duryodhan looks a saint. कुछ भी करो, थोड़ा बहुत नियम का पालन कर लेता था. अभिमन्यु, दो चार चीजों को छोड़ दो. एम्बिशियस था. हिटलर इज ईविल. देन वी सी दोज ऑल दोज असुरास ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम. सो इफ यू रियली लुक एट लुक बैक इन 1916 व्हेन शुरबिंदो इज बिगनिंग टू राइट दिस, व्हाट इज ही डिस्क्राइबिंग? He's describing the world civilization that had already plunged in the darkness. And this darkness will continue for some time across the path of the divine event. So much so that when humanity began to start breathing afresh, 60s onwards, it has robbed almost everything that was beautiful, everything that was also ugliness, everything it has taken away. You see, post 1960, when we look at the world, many things changed, both good as well as bad. बहुत सारी बुरी प्रथाएं भी चली गई, पर्दा ये वो everywhere. At the same time, many good things also went away. That there was a kind of model of humanity, and Sri Aurobindo says that Kali Vraj is about this, that not only the evil goes, even the good goes away, because it has to become a clean ground. Nowadays we use words like modernism and postmodernism. So what is modernism? Modernism is where faith is lost and only reason remains. Reason is the arbiter. Modernism, finished faith. What kind of faith? The faith, religious faith. And postmodernism, it took away reason also. Meri marji. You can't define, you can't describe, it's all individual, personal. So complete clean slate. And that's what we sometimes do not understand ki kya ho raha hai. And during that moment of dense night, we see the coming of a new ray, a new possibility. So that is described in the next page. Okay. Its message crept through the reluctant hush, the new light which is coming, calling the adventure of consciousness and joy, and conquering nature's disillusioned breast, compelled renewed consent to see and feel. A thought was sown in the unsounded void, a sense was born within the darkness depths, a memory quivered in the heart of time, as if a soul long dead were moved to live. A hope stole in that hardly dared to be. All can be done if the God touch is there. Now, see, there are several ways. There is no one interpretation of Savitri. In fact, there is no interpretation of Savitri. Savitri is a lived experience. But we can look at it in so many ways. Even this canto, which people describe as a purely, I myself described, as I said, the dawn and the pralaya and after pralaya. But isn't Sri Aurobindo describing all that the world, it was around him? What else could be the description of that world? And what was the coming of the mother but the coming of an awakening ray? And he describes it as much as that. It is about the coming of the mother. Ambassadress twixt eternity and change, the omniscient goddess leaned across the breaths that wrapped the fated journeys of the stars and saw the spaces ready for her feet. So this is how she comes. And then he also describes her going away. She comes for a short while. But the world cannot bear it. There is war. There are the outer conditions. And he says that she goes away. But she gives only a taste of what things could be. The whole thing. We can look at it purely from what was happening. And Sri Aurobindo could see deep inside the darkness, the coming of the ray. And that's why we see it. Savitri is introduced to us. Savitri, the human incarnation, on page 6. And Savitri too awoke among these tribes that hasten to join the brilliant summoner's chant, and lured by the beauty of the apparent ways, acclaimed their portion of ephemeral joy. Now you see, we have Aditya Sahasranam, we have different names of the sons are there. We can discover it in Savitri also. Here we see a name of the son, Brilliant Summoner. I don't think it is there in Aditya Sahasranam. It is one who is brilliant, who calls us to the adventure of light. That's why with the sun we all wake up and we go start work. And Savitri also gets up, but the difference between her and the world around her is considerable. So we are already being introduced to the personality of Savitri. What is the difference? Everybody wakes up and goes to acclaim, find their portion of ephemeral joy. Aaj kya milega? Aaj promotion hoga? Aaj ki taja khabar share market mein uchhal aa gaya? Aaj ki taja khabar aapke naam se ek chitthi aa gayi hai, aapka promotion grant ho gaya, aaj ki taja khabar, ityadi ityadi, beta ho gaya, beti ho gayi, yahi hai na. But she says she took no part in that happiness, because she is holding in her heart a new dawn. So that's the coming of the mother. Often when people speak about, see how Sri Aurobindo presents, they will take out passages from book 5, etc., the meeting of mother and Sri Aurobindo. But Sri Aurobindo is describing this. When the mother comes, then she goes away, and Savitri awakes among these tribes. And now this is the passage that I really want to read in full. That when they meet, they discover the difficulty of this change. Both of them have the same agenda, that this world must change and a divine life must be established upon earth. But they see the difficulty. Almost I can say that just as in Valmiki Ramayana, there is a samvad between Sita and Rama in the Panchvati. Samay aa gaya hai. Time has come. Is andhkar se tackle karna hai. Kaise karenge? कोशिश करती हूं, मैं जाती हूं अंधकार के घर में, क्या वो बदलेगा? That's how she goes. This how the Valmiki Ramayana, that she, her original splendor she gives to the fire, and what is presented in the front is a shadow. Otherwise, Ravan can't come near her. So what happens every time a great light comes, and that is the big challenge before them. They are not here to make another religion, another cult. Mother says that very clearly. Sri Aurobindo is not come here to bring one cult, one sect, one new religion. It will be useless. It will be of no help to earth. They have come to establish a new power of consciousness, which will be to earth as great in difference from the present human mind as the mind is different from the animal kind. And once that power is established, which they called as the supramental power, it will automatically begin to work. It is now slowly available. When first the solar panels came, it was only for few and it was very expensive. But now people have this option, and many people in our ashram, in the knowledge section of International Center of Education, the children have made the solar panels. Not only they have energy for themselves, but they are giving it to the government. Part of it they are supplying to the government. I don't have a solar company and I am not advertising, but I must say that please go solar for the good of India. Yes, we speak about love for India, all this, we get very emotional, but we are not doing these simple things. So she has come. Once you activate a possibility, then over a period of time it will spread. And that happened with everything. In the beginning, who could afford air travel? It's a fortune. I think we all have gone through that phase also. We have seen also. Hawaii jahaz se jana matlab status symbol tha wahi. Afford nahi kar sakte hain. Hai na, aisi tha. Abhi ek bande ne aake upset kar diya sara. Deccan Airbase. Ek rupe. As a revolution, we don't talk about it. There is a film made on that. We should talk about it. This is innovation. No country has ever done it. Okay, it didn't work out. It's a different story. For various reasons. But he revolutionized. Ek rupe mein travel karo. Of course, first so many tickets and you have to do like that. But now, air travel has become a cool thing. So in the beginning, Sri Aurobindo's supramental consciousness, power, obviously it will not be easily available to everybody because it will require some kind of yoga, inner tuning. But in times to come, kalantar mein, it will be much more readily available and accessible to humanity. Because we are all connected. And I will give a simple example how it will become accessible to others through us. You know, one of the scenes we see sometimes in movie, current aa raha hai. Ek aadmi galti se chhuta hai. To kya hota hai? Usko current lagne lagta hai. Ab dusra kya karta hai? Wo isko pakadne jata hai to usko bhi current lagta hai. Ab wo transmit hota ja raha hai. To kya ye hum sab ki avastha nahi hai? Something in us is open to her and something in us is connected with the world. And through this, that supramental consciousness is by contagion, the word used is contagion in matter, is spreading upon whole earth. Whether people know it or not know it is not important. This is not a religious conversion thing that people should recognize. But it is operating. The difference is when you recognize its workings, your fuse will not blow up because you know that, well, this is a tremendous power. But there is a way I can nurture it, nourish it. That's the difference. It will still act and operate. But when we know it, when we know the process, when we know how to open, when we take the safeguard, because otherwise this power is going to blow off the fuse. It's truth consciousness. And it is going to hit the world very hard wherever there is falsehood. Isn't it doing it? Is there any doubt still that the supramental power is working? And things that countries had kept, even the most powerful countries, so-called, hidden under the wraps, is getting ripped off and opened to everybody's sight. Deep state is something not new, no? It was always there since 1800 something. But people are talking about it. American intervention, Chinese duplicity, all this was known. But behind, now all this is coming into the open. That's why Mother said, in the age of truth, men, countries, continents, the choice is imperative, truth or the abyss. Because every time a new light has come, saints and sages have been there who saw something, experienced something, and they expressed it out of their love for mankind. But what man made of it? That we all know. They turn it into a tomb, worship, and go back, and it goes on to this extent, ji matha tek liya humne. पटियाले में सीखा मैंने ये नहीं चीज मत्था टेक ले वहां तो वो जा रहे हैं गुरुद्वारे के बाहर मत्था टेक लिया हो गया अरे भाई शर्म करो या फिर क्या करेंगे वो रुमाल रख लिया हमने जी बस हो गया भगवान बड़े खुश हो गए उनकी इज्जत कर ली अरे दिस इज व्हाट इज दिस सेम थिंग इन एवरी रिलीजन यू सी इट यू सी हिंदूज डूइंग द सेम थिंग वो मंदिर गए एक टन टीका लगा लिया बड़े खुश होके आ गए शिव जी प्रसन्न हो गए अगर सच में जाग गए ना तो छुट्टी हो जाएगी वो कहेंगे मेरे पास आना है हाँ आपके ही पास अच्छा चल शमशान के वाया कम वाया शमशान चीता की राख लगा अच्छा ठीक है हम जाते हैं वो भी करते ना लोग चीता की राख नहीं 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 अपनी चीता की राख लगा फिर मिलता हूं तुझसे काली माँ के टेम्पल जाते हैं कभी जागृत हो गई कहेंगे मुंडी देके जा पीछा छुड़ा के भागेंगे। और कृष्ण जी का तो बोले ही मत, वो ऐसा नाच नचाएंगे, ऐसा नाच नचाएंगे कि वो एक एडवर्टाइजमेंट आता है, ढूंढते रह जाओगे इसमें घूमते रह जाओगे, उसके बाद पता ही नहीं चलेगा कि उत्तर किधर है दक्षिण किधर है। कृष्ण जी ऐसा नचाएंगे, डिसओरिएंटेड। पर हम क्या करते हैं इन इस ग्रेट लाइट के साथ, वी डू दिस इंस्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग इट और टेकिंग एडवांटेज ऑफ इट। आई एम यूजिंग द वर्ड एडवांटेज इन द हाईएस्ट सेंस टू चेंज अवर सेल्स। वी चेंज दैट इंटू समथिंग विच इज लाइक अस एंड टर्न इट इंटू अवर लाइक। माँ ये कहेंगी, माँ वो कहेंगी, माँ गुस्सा होंगी, माँ पनिशमेंट देंगी, माँ भी बन गई मनुष्य जैसी। मदर सेड डोंट कोट मी, इट बिकम्स स्टुपिडिटी व्हेन पीपल कीप कोटिंग मी, दिस इज एडिंग वन स्टुपिडिटी टू अनदर। और कैसे कैसे कोट किए हैं लोगों ने माँ को, वो तो खैर एक अलग स्टोरी है। तो यहां ये पैसेज में पेज नंबर 7 पे शुरू में ही वर्णन है। सो आई एम जस्ट पुटिंग इट, आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि दिस इज रिटन। एज आई सेड, देयर इज अ जॉय ऑफ सावित्री रिवीलिंग इटसेल्फ इन न्यू वेज। मदर हैज मेट सावित्री, व्हाट वुड हैव बीन द कन्वर्सेशन। 1920 में एक्चुअली ये कन्वर्सेशन होता है जहां माँ केवल एक भाव उनके अंदर आता है कि क्या इस बार होगा संपन्न। सुप्रामेंटल ट्रूथ कॉन्शियसनेस क्या इस बार एस्टेब्लिश होगी, वो मैन ट्रांजिशनल बीइंग के आगे जाएगा। इट इज दे आर बिकॉज दे फॉर एजेस दे हैव फॉट दिस बैटल। सो शिरबिंदो सेज यस एंड द होल डिसेंट ऑफ सुपर माइंड मदर सेज शी सॉ द पावर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। अदरवाइज व्हाट जनरली हैपेंस एंड दिस इज वेयर वी शुड बी सो केयरफुल ऑनेस्टली समटाइम्स व्हेन I'm just sharing this that we try to in our over enthusiasm to convert, to win adherents. Shurvindo ke birthday par, jo bahut quiet event hona chahiye, hum log kabhi kabhi quiz bhi karte hain. Ye sab nahi hai ye. Ye to bhaiya change hone ki cheez hai, khud ko change karo. It's a very different thing altogether. So he is describing. Hard is it to persuade earth nature's change. This is the difficulty. Across the path of the divine event, the huge foreboding mind of night alone. So, वो human mind night प्रकाश को अपने उसमें बदल देता है, वो सिक्के को खोटा सिक्का बना देता है। Mortality bears ill the eternal's touch. It fears the pure divine intolerance of that assault of ether and of fire. It murmurs at its sorrowless happiness. Divine kya dene aaye hain? Sorrowless happiness. Manushya kya kehta hai? Nahi, picture to kabhi khushi kabhi gam chalti hai. Koi picture banai hai aisi? Sada sada khushi. लोग कहेंगे बोरिंग होगी ये, कोई पिक्चर थोड़ा कुछ होना चाहिए, कंट्रास्ट, कुछ नेगेटिव चीजें आनी चाहिए। दैट्स हाउ ह्यूमैनिटी इज ऑफ दैट असॉल्ट। ऑलमोस्ट विद हेट रिपेल्स द लाइट इट ब्रिंग्स, इट ट्रेम्बल्स एट इट्स नेकेड पावर ऑफ ट्रूथ। ऑलमोस्ट विद हेट रिपेल्स, इट इज सो स्ट्रेंज दैट श्योरबिंदो एंड द मदर हैव ब्रॉट एवरीथिंग फॉर अर्थ, फॉर द अर्थ फ्यूचर, फॉर completing the evolutionary journey, the perfection we have always dreamed of, but you'll see the resistance. It's a strange resistance in human beings towards Sri Aurobindo and the mother. Somehow, it's very unconscious. It's not often conscious. It trembles at its naked power of truth and the might and sweetness of his absolute voice, inflicting on the heights the abysm's law. Okay, I'm not going into each of these lines, and they're all there on Aroma, all every lines passage. Its thorns of fallen nature are the defense. Thorns of fallen nature are all the imperfections, we say, Bhagwan, change karna hai, sansar ko change kar do. To Bhagwan kehte hain, tere se shuru karo. Nahi, main, mera ho jayega Bhagwan, main kar lunga, main to hoon na, aapke paas hi hoon. Meri wife ko badal do. Ab badal do, wo bhi theek hai. अच्छी बात है आप वाइफ के लिए, लेकिन बदल दो ऐसा कि वो मेरे अनुरूप हो जाए. भगवान बोलेंगे तेरे अनुरूप क्यों बनाऊंगा, मैं वैसे बनाऊंगा जैसे वो मेरे अनुरूप हो जाए. नहीं 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 नहीं, इतना मत बदलो, फिर तो वो मुझे छोड़ के चली जाएगी. नेचुरली अगर वो भगवान के अनुरूप हो जाएगी तो तुम निकट्टू के साथ क्यों रहेगी. वो तो बेचारी लगी हुई है, यही है ना. तो हम कहते हैं कि दुनिया बदल जाए. कैसी बदल जाए? मैं जैसा चाहता हूं वैसी बन जाए, मेरे अहंकार को सेटिस्फाई करे. होता है ना, हमारे दोस्त कौन है, हम कहते हैं जो हमको फ्लैटरिंग करते हैं ना, मक्खन लगाते हैं. सर आप तो बहुत अच्छे हो, पीछे जाके कहता हूं ये बॉस कहां से आ गया, ये कब रिटायर होगा. सर सर यस सर, बोलेंगे ऐसा कि आपको लगे इनको कुछ यस के अलावा बोलना नहीं आता है. हिपोक्रेसी ऑफ ह्यूमन नेचर. और कोई अगर क्रिटिसाइज कर दे, और कौन करता है, या तो वाइफ करती है या बच्चा करता है. आप वाइफ की नहीं सुनोगे तो बच्चा करेगा. आज नहीं तो कल बोलेगा, डैड लुक यू कैन बी राइट अबाउट एवरीथिंग. कर लो. और बेचारा सच बोल रहा है, सच बोल रहा है, लेकिन हम बड़े परेशान हो जाते हैं. देखो आज के बच्चे बिगड़ गए, हमको जवाब देते हैं, हम तो अपने माँ बाप के सामने. अरे भाई तुम मूर्ख थे, समझदार हैं ये, सत्य की संतान है, बोलेंगे. नचिकेता है, सत्य काम है, ये तो बोलेगा. नचिकेता है ना, ही विल से. अब तुम चाहते हो वो वाला मॉडल. तो ये हमारी प्रॉब्लम है कि हम थॉर्न्स ऑफ फॉलन नेचर. भगवान दुनिया बदलना, लेकिन वैसी जैसे मैं चाहता हूं. इंडिया को अमेरिका बना देना. बताता हूं नचिकेता की कहानी, ठीक है. तो हम कहते हैं क्या इंडिया को अमेरिका जैसा बना दो. भगवान ने कहा मेरा प्लान तो अमेरिका को इंडिया जैसा बनाने वाला है. तो ये क्या चाह रहा है, अमेरिका कोई रोल मॉडल है? अब देखिए भगवान का प्लान. तो नचिकेता की स्टोरी ऐसे है दैट देर इज अ यज्ञ गोइंग ऑन. हिज फादर वज्रवाज हु इज अ किंग इज डूइंग द यज्ञ. So in yagya you are supposed to offer, you know, things. This goes to this, this goes to that. So it you say to the god, but you give it to the priest. That's how it used to be. So his 9-year-old chit of a boy sees my dad is giving all these cows which have lost their udders. They have become old. They are no good. And he's giving it away. So he asks his dad, dad, just one second. Is this you are supposed to do? What's the use? What will these people do with these cows? They cannot give milk. So dad looks at, okay, then aankh dikhana. First line of defense. Chup rahe. Bola nahi abhi. Phir Nachiketa kehta, dad, aren't you listening? Stay quiet. Ab thoda aur aggressive ho rahe hain. Ab Nachiketa bhi 9 saal ka bachcha hai. कहता है ओके डैड, whom आर यू गोइंग टू गिव टू मी. देना है तो वो दो ना जो आपकी प्रिय चीज है. अब तक तो उनके पिता का गुस्सा, ये आजकल ही नहीं होता है पिता पुत्र या पिता पुत्री का संवाद. तो उसने कहा कि जा, तुझे मैंने डेथ को दिया, जा तू मृत्यु के घर चला जा. ये थॉट की ठीक है, बच्चे को बोल दिया, गुस्से में बोल दिया. बच्चा तो बड़ा सत्य प्रिय था, उसने कहा आप तो मुझे डैड की बात फुलफिल करनी है. खाना पीना बंद कर दिया, मैं तो मृत्यु के पास जाऊंगा, आप कोई कहे माने ना. मृत्यु साक्षात यम आ गए. कहा 3 दिन से मेरे लिए कोई वेट कर रहा है, मेरे को तो लोग भगाते हैं. ही इज वेरी माइंड मूव्ड. हियर इज अ मैन सिटिंग एट माई डोर स्टेप फॉर 3 days 3 nights. सो यमा कम्स, ही सेज व्हाट डू यू वांट, टेल मी, गो बैक, तेरा टाइम नहीं आया अभी. तो कहता है नहीं, माई डैड हैज गिवन मी टू यू. सो ही सेज यू आस्क सम बून एंड मेरा पीछा छोड़. तो 3 दिन तो रुका है, 3 बून मैं दे दूंगा. तो पहली बून तो बड़ी सिंपल है, कहते हैं मेरे डैडी का ना गुस्सा शांत कर दो. बात बात में गुस्सा हो जाते हैं, वो समझते हैं ना मैं ही सही हूँ. हिरण्यकश्यप मॉडल पर बने मेरे डैड. ये भी तो कहानी वही है ना प्रहलाद वाली. तो कहते चल शांत कर दिया और शांत हो गया तो चला जा, नहीं नहीं वो दो जो आपने प्रॉमिस किया है ना दूसरा। तो यमराज कहते मैं दूसरा ना तुझे ऐसा है, मैं तुझे गाय घोड़ा बैल जो चाहिए, राज रथ महल तू बड़ा होगा, उस समय जो राजा थे, मैनी ब्यूटिफुल फेसेस, ये सब मैं तुझे दे रहा हूँ। कहता है ये सब आप हमेशा मेरे पास रहने दोगे, समझदार बच्चा है। तो नियम कहते हैं हमेशा तो नहीं रहेंगे, गिफ्ट्स ऑफ टाइम है, मैं ले जाऊंगा, काल से मिल रहा है, काल ले जाएगा एक दिन। कहता है मुझे नहीं चाहिए, मुझे परमानेंट वाली चीज चाहिए, इमोर्टैलिटी की सीक्रेट बताओ। तो कहते हैं ये मत पूछिए, तो देवताओं को भी नहीं पता है, इवन गॉड्स डोंट नो, दे आर इमोर्टल बट दे डोंट नो द सीक्रेट ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी। सो यम सेज आई वॉन्ट दिस ओनली, देन ही ऑफकोर्स गिव्स हिम that then the rest of the story, it's Kathopanishad basically, and it unfolds about the secret of immortality from the mouth of death. That's the beauty of that story, because death knows the secret of immortality. It knows what it cannot take, and it knows where is that immortal soul, and it knows how man can discover it. It knows by its discovery man can be free from the clutch of death. So that's how the story unfolds. So Nachiketa wala model. So, ये लेकिन मैन क्या चाहता है, भगवान के उस सत्य को अपनी परिधि में लाके क्या करता है, वो रिलीजन बना देता है। तो यहां उसका वर्णन है, इट मीट्स द सन्स ऑफ गॉड विद डेथ एंड पेन, ए ग्लोरी ऑफ लाइटनिंग्स ट्रेवर्सिंग द अर्थ सीन, देयर सन थॉट्स फेडिंग darkened by ignorant minds. So there is now this movement, anybody can speak about anything. People have seminars on supermind. Well, so it's a different story, but darkened by ignorant minds. Because human mind usko apne usme ego ke mode mein badal deta hai. एक बार मैंने एक साधु सन्यासी मतलब चोला पहने थे और उनको गुरुजी योगी सब लोग ऐसे बोल रहे थे। ये तमिलनाडु की बात है, मदुरई की। सो आई वाज आल्सो देयर, आई डोंट नो व्हाई दे ही ट्रेडिशनल योगी ही केम एंड एवरीबॉडी ऑल टचिंग फीट ऑल दैट ड्रामा दैट एकंपनीज ना। एज ए चाइल्ड आई यूज टू फील वेरी रिपल्स्ड, आई सेड ये क्या बात है यार, क्या हो रहा है। तो एनीवेज ही केम एंड ही सैट एंड then somebody asked him, because it was actually on Shurabindo I was called to speak on Shurabindo, and here wo swami ji aake sabko hum to bas gerwa vastra dekh liya to bas wahi hamari pehchan hai kal hamara driver when he was bringing us, so he was saying I asked him that you are wearing this light blue shirt and dark blue pant, so he said this is the dress of the driver in this place, we have to wear it otherwise there is fine, all this he was saying. Then he said a little ruefully, he said actually many people don't want to say that I am a driver, so they don't like to wear it, but I am fine that I am a driver and so I wear it. I said very good, exactly, you should be proud of whatever you are doing, it's an honest earning. Then I added ki actually ye dress hum log air force mein bhi pehante the थोड़ा डिफरेंस था, ये थोड़ी ज़्यादा ब्लू थी शर्ट, हम थोड़ा लाइट स्काई ब्लू पहनते थे, ये पैंट थोड़ी हल्की ब्लू है, हम नेवी ब्लू पहनते थे रेमंड वाली, यही डिफरेंस था। तो बड़ा खुश हो गया, मैंने कहा कपड़े में क्या है, तू काम अच्छे से कर रहा है, ऑनेस्टली कर रहा है, बहुत अच्छी बात है। सो बट वी हैव दिस टेंडेंसी टू रिड्यूस एवरीथिंग टू आर लिटलनेस। सो देयर सन थॉट्स फेडिंग डार्क एंड बाई इग्नोरेंट माइंड्स, देयर वर्क बिट्रेड, they are good to evil turned. Many of the religious movements, people often say that, you know, I take this example of Islam. So I have no issues about Muhammad ji. Honge bhai us samay unko jo uchit laga unhone likha kaha. I am ready to grant that, okay, he was a yogi, some kind of a mystic, I would say, received some truths and I have no issues about that. What he did not do, does not concern us. What today it is a dark and dangerous thing for the whole world. My issue is with the here and now. And this is what happens. See what happened to Christianity. In the name of love and compassion, Christ from his cross, what does he say? Forgive them, they know not what they are doing. And in Christianity, inquisitions ke samay, even Christians were not saved because it was not enough to say you are a Christian. You had to prove it by observing all those externalities. Look what Christians did in the name of Christianity in Portuguese, that time Goa. If you had a tulsi ka podha, you could be killed. Your property confiscated. And the funniest thing was bending the rules that, well, if you have converted to Christianity, what was that conversion? Thoda wo pani wani dal diya, uske baad aapka naam badal diya. To aap the, supposing you were Janardan, you became John. To aap Christian ho gaye. Now if that fellow is dead and gone. Now the next generation is Christian, born Christian. But if somebody complains that actually, you know, this fellow's father, he had only converted to Christianity, but he never followed. Secretly he was doing all this. Ghar mein, Jai Sri Ram. So your property can be taken away on that evidence. These are all documented facts. That's why G.B. Shaw said, no, how many Christians are there? He said, there was one and they crucified him. And it's true of almost every sect, cult. Even I would say openly, what is happening to Khalistan movement? Look at the Sikh gurus and their greatness. Amazing light. When I read the Shabad and I hear them, it's music to the ears. It's so awakening. But look at those fellows talking in the name of the Sikh gurus. This is what happens. So there are some thoughts. And it's true, even in our cults, we escaped the extreme things because Sanatana Dharma has a wideness and the evolutionary aspect is there. That's why it survived. But even here, there have been such things at some point of time. Only they have left behind, only they leave behind a splendid name. Bas, wo reh jata hai. Wo bhi kis liye? Paisa kamane ke liye. If fire has come and touched men's hearts and gone, if few have caught flame and risen to greater life, to unlike the world she came to help and save. This is the mother's coming. Her greatness weighed upon its ignorant breast, and from its deep chasm welled a dire return, a portion of its sorrow, struggle, fall, to live with grief, to confront death on a road, the mortal's lot became the immortal's share. That's what Sri Aurobindo said, the reason why First World War happened. It may sound very strange, because the mother and Sri Aurobindo's coming, it's the beginning of a new creation, and the world forces knew it. The entire vital world precipitated itself to somehow prevent it. And one of the results of this was that the mother had to go back. Because of the war, the conditions were such. So she goes back, she did touch deathbed twice. Once when she was taking care of the sick and those injured in the war. And second in Japan when she attacked by Spanish flu. She touches that because a portion of it struggled death and fall. So if you look at right from beginning, you can see Sri Aurobindo's biography. And he's starting from there, where the stage is, 1916. And in all that, Sri Aurobindo is seeing a new coming. And the mother goes back, then comes back in 1920, 24th April. This time, never to go back. And then between 20 and 26, we see one more event, then we can stop. So, the Arya gets completed when she comes after that. I think 1921 was the last volume. Then, because now she has come, the mind of the race has to be prepared. That's why the Arya is released into the mental world. But still 6 years will elapse before officially the new creation will begin. And what happens during those 6 years And then how Sri Aurobindo's and Sri Krishna's consciousness become one, because Sri Aurobindo's initial part of yoga from 1910 onwards or 99 onwards, or more correctly 1908 onwards, it begins with Sri Krishna, and then it completes, his own personal yoga completes in 1926 when Sri Krishna becomes one with Sri Aurobindo. And he, which aspect of Sri Krishna? He says, the master of the worlds, the master of yoga, Jagannath, Jagadguru, has given me the 10 limbs of this new yoga for earth and mankind. A new yoga must manifest upon earth with a new goal, new aim, not just escape of a few, but the redemption of earth nature. And that's what we see Mother and Sri Aurobindo together beginning. The two together began a greater age. So all that we'll take up tomorrow morning, first and second session, and if it continues, third session. Jai Ma.